for most of my life, I was just building wealth. I didn't think about it. I mean, it was like osmosis. And part of building wealth was, it was a point of view. But the other, you know, it was also a culture. It was a certain habit. You know, and I worked on Wall Street, and I grew up with wealth builders. I worked on Wall Street with wealth builders. It's just how we were. I never thought about it. And then when I got booted out of the establishment, I started to be talk publicly and ask questions. What I discovered was building wealth was not something other people knew about. They hadn't been trained to it. They hadn't. And so I started to try and teach it. And then I became an investment advisor because most of the questions that I got was around people managing their money. And I spent 10 years helping hundreds of people and families with their management of resources and their effort to build wealth. And I learned an enormous amount about what works, what doesn't work, where people get tricked. And of course, part of it was that everyone was facing more and more change in the environment, more and more corruption, you know, tremendous amounts of financial fraud and health fraud. And you would see a wonderful family who'd been building wealth for generations, and one financial fraud or one health fraud could seriously damage their whole position. And so it was through all these, you know, story after story, experience after experience, that I started to say, okay, how do I build this into a series of tools that can help people be successful in this environment and radically improve their chances of building wealth? Building wealth is a way of taking the vast majority of the Solari content and organizing it into a framework, which is really action-oriented.
Everybody can start in whichever pillar, in whichever chapter that they deem is most necessary and most their highest priority at that certain time. Because we've got people coming in from different backgrounds. We've got artists who come from a very creative background and want to learn more about the very tangible side of financial equity, how to manage their investment portfolio, what to pay attention to, those kind of very tangible things. And then there's people like myself who come out of a very tangible, boots on the ground financial sector.
Right.
And I recall very, very well when we first met, I was expecting this lecture about the financial world. But you went through all these different kinds of points and you connected them. And next thing I know, I'm listening to Vivaldi and learning all about why I should listen to classical music and why I should listen to Bach and Vivaldi and how that will optimize your life in so many aspects. So that's what we call living equity, right? It's everything from culture to things you cannot really put a price tag on in the market. And that is, I would say, the integration of those different aspects. So everybody can start out wherever they feel is most necessary for them. You really have to own whatever tool you're going to integrate into your toolbox. It can't be a mask you put on in a certain situation, pun intended.
Right.
So this is not something that you can just put on and act to be a wealth builder. This is something you really have to be. It's a philosophy that you integrate into your being. So you do this on a daily basis. You weave it into your intentions, into your thoughts. You have to really believe it and be it.
You know, it comes back to identity.
Absolutely. It's something woven into your DNA at a certain point, and it doesn't matter what the situation is or the place you're at. You're always looking to literally build something.
Right.
And that usually springs from cooperation, successful cooperation
right.
between yourself and those environments and mostly people.
Right. And so if you're sitting here listening to this and you don't feel like a wealth builder, you have the power to decide you want to be one and just do it. It's you know, the quote we have at the top of the landing page on the Building Wealth website is from Curtis Mayfield. It's from his song, People Get Ready. He said, you don't need a ticket. You just get on
Absolutely.
Board.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
So if you want to be a wealth builder, you just decide you're going to be one.
Absolutely.
And you don't let it go. So we've decided on the Solari team, the way we're going to do this is we're going to break into two teams. Okay. One team are young people called the Wealth Builders,
yes.
right? And so your nickname is the Bees, Bees for Wealth Builder.
Yes.
The other team are people who've been building wealth for a long time who are experienced called the Mentors. So our challenge is, can we help anyone who wants to build wealth, can we help them basically master this in a way that's successful for their individual life. And it's fun because what's interesting is as I talk to both teams, the mentors are so excited about the idea that they can help young people or anybody who wants to build wealth not fall into the traps they fell into. It gives them so much pleasure to think, ah, I got tricked, but I can make sure you don't get tricked.
Absolutely.
Right. And so they're very excited about doing this. And the young people are like, I can learn how to build wealth. This is great. You know, and I don't have to be alone in it.